when I saw that that you guys were coming through, I figured, okay, well, it's a night out. We can have dinner. We can go to a show. And there's even a mild tie-in with golf or sport. That's all we need as guys to get involved. Very pleased to be joined here in studio by George Wendt and Bernadette Burkett. Yeah, right there, buddy. That'd be perfect. Good to see you. How long you been in town? Are you enjoying Calgary?
1 week, and my kind of town.
It's great.
How was the weather last week, though? It was not really great.
Hey? I kind of like it.
Yeah. I kind of liked it myself. You know, we live in Southern California these days, and it's great to get a bit of weather.
Yeah.
Without, a blizzard.
Obviously, people listening make the connection with you, with Cheers. Are you at the point now where you can go somewhere and not get people yelling at you, whether it's a shopping mall or go out to a movie or go to a grocery store? Does it get tiring? Does it still happen to you regularly?
Well, I still get recognized, but it's not quite so immediate.
Yeah.
So by the time they've sort of worked out that, oh, that geezer looks like he might have been the Norm guy, the moment has passed to yell Norm. But I do get a lot of well-wishers, and, it's flattering.
Now, how occasional many... beer.
Too. Yeah, no yeah, kidding, right?
Yeah, the odd free beer. Yeah. That's so wrong. That's,
hey, perks, right?
Yeah.
Perks that come with that. How many years has it been now?
Well, 1982, sitting here, 32 years. It's crazy. That's when we came on the air.
Yeah, I sit in here with some of the guys that are a little bit younger. It's like, oh, you remember that? And it's a blank screen. They have no idea what we're talking about. And then it's like, well, in fairness, time is passing by. Fond memories from that, obviously. Mostly fond memories, all good. Never 100%, but it has to be kind of one of those things that you look back on and cherish.
Yeah.
The flower of my youth.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes you'll hear from people years after something. It's, oh, well, maybe there was a rift between some of the cast or so-and-so didn't get along. And you would not have guessed at the time, but it does seem like there was a genuine love and respect for everybody.
Yeah, it was. Everyone really had fun. We were all sort of fresh faces at the time, and nobody really had an attitude or anything. It was, and our writing was so amazing.
Yeah.
I think excellent writing can solve a lot of problems.
I don't know if there's, and it's a short list, and I'll ask you, the casting of that show, it just so in the pocket. I mean, everyone talks about how great the Seinfeld crew worked together, mm-hmm. but I can't imagine anybody else playing any one of those characters between, you know, Norm and Cliff, and how they were able to, when Coach dies, they bring Woody in. How that managed to—it's phenomenal. It's maybe the best, one of the best cast ever in broadcast television.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that. Sorry, and not only Woody, who's ridiculously amazing,
but
they brought Kelsey Grammer on and B.B. Newworth,
and then
Kirstie Alley. You're right,
amazing. Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
So maybe, like you say, the writing, but the ability that you guys had to pull off that stuff, it never fell flat. Everything was just terrific.
And not to forget, in the very beginning, I mean, it is the writers and the producers, of course, but there was a wonderful guy who was a casting director who had a real gift for knowing, and that was Steve Kolzak, who's no longer with us. But he was, he just really had a great sense of who would work well together.
Yeah.
Did you see Woody last night on the?
I didn't see it. I was.
God, it was so funny. He McConaughey and he go on to present a thing, and McConaughey says, I was having some real bad day, in my personal life, and everything was going bad, and so I asked Woody, how do you handle something like that? And he said, Woody just dropped his head down to his chest and looked down. Long pause, about 15 or 20 seconds, and then very slowly he raised his head and he said, I usually just forget about it.
That's him, right?
Yeah, such wisdom. That's amazing.
Such wisdom. How great were they in True Detective?
Oh.
Yeah.
Woody is one of those actors. Where do you put him? Because he's quietly so versatile. You watch him in Kingpin and he's brilliant, and then you watch him in True Detective and he's so good. I really didn't know what to make. McConaughey is McConaughey, and okay, well, he's going to be strong. Woody was, I mean, they went toe-to-toe during that thing, and it was spectacular.
Yeah.
I agree. Just wonderful
acting. Yeah. So you guys are in town. Tell us about what's going on over at Stage West, because like I say, we're speaking to the guys. We can get some tickets. We'll take the lady
home. Yeah, there you go.
Impress them with a night out, right?
Well, there's it's a sex farce, frankly.
Yeah.
Sort of very consciously so, you know, like the guy wrote it like a 30s or 40s British sex farce, although it takes place here in North America. It's just, you know, three guys, three girls, varying ages, obviously, and, you know, hijinks ensue, but it involves golf.
Yeah.
It involves golf, and eventually we're united as a couple. You know, we're always
spoiler
meant to
alert.
Be together.
Yeah, spoiler alert, right?
Yeah.
That I love live theater whenever you get a chance to go and see it. And you obviously both, but you guys, I think maybe some people would be surprised to know that between Broadway and doing plays and musicals, that's been a big part of your life, a big part of your career.
Yeah, well, ever since I've been kicked out of television for overstaying my welcome, I've been doing lots of theater. But I do have a new sitcom coming up.
Is that right?
Yeah, in 2015. It'll be on CTV, if I can say
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. It's called Buzzies.
Okay.
From Warner Brothers. It's an ensemble comedy.
It's a hard racket.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff that doesn't get picked up. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
And again, we can go to Stage West. We can go online. And this is running till when? How much time have we got with you guys?
Till November 10th, but
in and out.
Come soon, because you're going to want to see it 2-3 times.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to want to take each of your girlfriends.
Yeah. Now, each one of them, not on the same night. The thing with live, that the response, and I would guess the reaction that you get, the reward for your performance is immediate. You feel that, you know what I mean? As opposed to maybe doing a movie where you film it, you act, and it's like, well, I think it's good. And then you go in the screenings before it's released, and, well, they laughed, or they enjoyed it. This is so immediate, and that's got to be the best part about being on stage in front of a live audience, is it not? That goes without saying?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's the most fun that adults can have, is, you know, working together, you know, in a comedy.
Getting laughs and laughing, and you know, it's a circuit, and the audience completes the circuit, and you know, we fine tune, you know, on the fly per house, you know, per audience.
Yeah,
I would say it's really fun. It's the way to work.
There you go.
George, the rest is just technical.
Yeah,
you know, movies can be so.
That's right. No, that's why if ever you get to New York, I tell people, even if you think maybe live theater or a play or something, if that's not your thing, you don't know until you go, because
exactly.
it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Stage West, you can check out Bernadette and George between now and November. But like we say, go once, go twice, do it sooner than later.
Thanks
for dropping by, guys. Really appreciate it.
Nice.
You got
good
it.
To see you. Real pleasure.